Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Don't you guys do a turn the page segment
Wednesday? On Wednesday,
it's time to turn the page.
Turn the page Wednesday.
I don't know when I turn the page.
And then you got to turn the page real quick.
Which haven't been able to like turn the page.
That's what you have to do. You got to turn the page.
I think now we all can move on.
Looking ahead to this week's opponent.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Because we need to know when to turn the page.
There I go.
That's right. Every week we turn the page from one game to the next. And we're not turning the page all the way to next week's Packers game. Because, damn it, you don't want the Bears to fall into a trap. Averill Akbar,
it's a trap.
This is a real defense. Second in yards per game are the Cleveland Browns. 17th in points per game at 23 points per game. They're 13th in rushing. They are first in net passing yards, because, folks, that includes sacks. They're second in the NFL with 44 sacks. Myles Garrett has 20. He has 20. The defensive tackle Malik Collins has 6.5, but he's on injured reserve. There are others, though, have 1 or 2. But, folks, Myles Garrett has 20 sacks.
To put that into perspective, Micah Parsons and Rashawn Gary have a combined 20 sacks.
And Myles Garrett is so far and away the best player on this team. Everybody knows it. He's the top of the scouting report and has been for his entire career, and he still has 20 sacks. Carson Schwesinger leads them in tackles. Devin Bush, the former Steelers, had a good year at linebacker as well. Look, the special teams are real bad. 31st or 29th in all the punt and kickoff categories. Let's remember that. The offense is bad overall, but it's a different thing now. Look, they're 29th in points per game. They're 30th in yards per game. They're 29th on third down, 16th in red zone. But three different quarterbacks have thrown for 700 yards. It's Shador Sanders' world now.
He is now the starting quarterback, even though for some strange reason, his head coach kind of doesn't want him to be. It's a very, very weird thing that's going on there.
Their leading receiver is a tight end, Harold Fannin. Jerry Jeudy is the best wide receiver, but he's a mess.
He's a very messed up player. Steve Smith nailed that scouting report.
The running backs, Quinshon Judkins has 784 yards rushing, leads all rookies. My guy!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So my last name Judy. People sometimes call me short for Jew, like one Jew. Yeah. So I just got a Jewish star. So yeah. I'm not Jewish though.
Okay. This is a strange man. Quinshon Judkins leads all rookies. He's got 130 more yards than Ashton Jeanty. Kyle Manungai's third among rookies, by the way. Judkins' former teammate Trevion Henderson is fourth. But anyway, that's a little capsule on the Browns. Here's what Ben Johnson has to say about the 3-10 Cleveland Browns.
He's just a complete player. I think when you look at the size and strength and speed, it's just a unique package where he really has it all.
Miles Garrett,
very strong. He's got that bull rush that can take a tackle and put him on roller skates and walk him right back into the quarterback. Which happens quite a bit because every team that you see on tape, I mean, they have a plan for him to slow him down, and yet the chip gets off of him and he just still walks that tackle on back into the quarterback. And so he does a great job with that. And then, you know, heaven forbid you ever leave him one-on-one, and that's really where, you know, he shows up. He's almost unblockable that way in pass protection. So a lot of respect for him. He's done an incredible job, and you know, just to look at the number of double teams, triple teams that you see on tape, and yet he still has 20 sacks on the season. It's pretty remarkable, and it's a special season for him, no doubt.
Ben, what attributes have you seen in Shakur Sanders, and does he remind you of anyone, either personality-wise or what you see on film?
No, I think he's doing a great job as a rookie. You know, he was able to sit in and soak in that offense over the course of the spring and the summer, and early in the season, and you can tell that that's probably benefited him to a degree, because now he's able to go out there and let it loose. He does a great job of, you know, extending the play and creating on his own as well. So I think Stefanski does a phenomenal job. You know, he's played with not only Shadur, but also, you know, the other rookie quarterback, and I think he does what he can to help those guys develop and find some easy completions to get them in a rhythm and get them going. And they're dangerous players. I mean, they can get hot and make you hurt in a hurry. So last 3 weeks, you kind of feel a little bit of a spark there on offense with Shadur out there.
Boy, I just realized the national opinionists are probably going to have a field day with Shadur versus Caleb, aren't they? And if can you imagine if Shadur looks further along than Caleb in any way to the casual observer, we will see. Here's Teron Armstead, who was on this show 1 hour ago, the former All-Pro tackle, talking about Miles Garrett, who he tried to block a lot.
He's a problem, man. He's a problem. Like, as throughout my career, as I would game plan and dissect rushers, I try to take away what they're best at. So if it's a power guy, I'm going to get on him early. If it's a speed guy, I'm going to meet him at a point kind of deeper in the pocket. If it's a guy that has a spin, I'm looking to take that away the entire game. This man does everything at the highest level. So at the end of the day, my game plan for Miles, well, let's go do it. Let's go dance, baby. Let's really just line up best on best and let's do it. It's really like you go out and you compete at the highest level when you got somebody that can, even though you do everything right, they can still beat you. Okay, I'm going to go do everything right. I'm going to play physical, fast, and we're going to dance. That's really the approach for when you got a guy like Myles Garrett. You shy away from it at any moment, he got you. It'll get ugly. You go battle. You go compete at the highest level. That's it. That's all you
want
to do.
And did you want help? Did you get help? How did that play out?
If you guys knew Sean Payton, he's a do your job type of guy.
How about that?
Sean Payton did not help.
Nope, he wasn't going to help you. Chip Help is not going to be there for you. Teron, Max Protect is not walking through that door.
Just like Matt Nagy when it comes to Cleveland.
Well,
images of that will never leave my head.
There have been a lot of disasters, recent disasters for the Bears with Cleveland.
We'll touch on some of that tomorrow. But right now, they have a disaster of a head coach in his sixth year. Already?
Yeah, and a lot of people wondering if it'll be his last. Here's what Kevin Stefanski had to say about your Chicago Bears.
It's a great rush attack, not just the runners who are very, very, very good, but the offensive line, the tight ends, the receivers all block. So it's a good scheme. They have various schemes that they can get to, whether it's the zone game or the gap scheme game. The runners are dangerous in that they have the ability on the perimeter. They can run between the tackles. So it's a huge challenge for our defense, and obviously it's a huge focus for us going in this game.
Caleb Williams also in the run game, he uses his legs a lot. So how does that kind of that duality of his skill set present challenges for you guys?
He's a really, really good young player. He's can make a ton of plays, both on schedule and off schedule, as elite arm talent to throw the ball around the field. And then to your point, Kelsey, he can really get he's very elusive, extremely elusive. He can get out of the pocket to the left, to the right, vertical in the pocket. He's a hard guy to bring down, and that adds another element to their team, and in this case, their run offense.
Just what's unique about the way the Bears and him specifically, what they do to kind of maximize that ability to operate on?
Well, he's terrific off schedule. He's also really good on schedule as well. And they run the ball at a very high clip. They have play action at a high clip. So those are they're putting the quarterback in advantageous spots in a lot of their offense. And he does have the ability, like we were just talking about with Tom, he does have the ability then when it's not there to be elusive, get outside the pocket and make a play.
As an offensive mind yourself, just what stands out most about like Ben Johnson, the system he runs? We've seen his offense, especially in Detroit, he's so effective. He's brought a lot of that over to Chicago. Just how challenging is it to game plan against
them? Yeah, Ben's done a great job. I don't know Ben well, but I've known him for a bit here. He worked for Daryl Bevel when he was a young QC in Detroit, so we can share Bev stories. That's a tough way to be raised in this business. But he's always admired the scheme in which they play. I think that he does a great job of marrying the run and the pass, and I think he's utilizing the personnel really well there in Chicago.
See, that's usually how it works when a coach knows another coach. And if Kevin Stefanski were to take just a little jab, you'd be like, oh,
yeah,
those guys remember right. each other when they were rooming together when they worked on the staff with Daryl Bevel.
Daryl Bevel, your offense mess. Daryl Bevel.
How many times was he in a folder for the Bears?
Oh, dude, innumerable times he was in somebody's folder. Usually mine.
Him and Jim Bob Cooter, right?
Jim Bob Cooter, sometimes wearing pants.
Yeah.
So look, Jim Schwartz is the defensive coordinator. He's good. And in that wide nine that you might remember from all those years
with
in Detroit, you bet. But he's got a history. He was in Philly for a couple years with TJ Edwards. He was in Tennessee for a couple years with Kevin Byard. And hell, Joe Tryon Shoyinka was there this season. So there's a lot of familiarity among the staff and the players for the Browns and the Bears Sunday at noon.
And he's a red ass, too. Like, he is just a consummate red ass coach.
Isn't he the one who said that they play till the echo of the whistle?
That is correct.
Didn't that originate with him?
And, well, I don't know if it originated with him.
In Domikong Su. I thought it did.
But because, I mean, college coaches have kind of said stuff like that for forever.
But in terms of the Lions.
But, yeah, he definitely likes to mix it up a little bit as a
finishing
coach.
Plays, like, you know, they say to the shadow of the whistle, he's kind of pushing and shoving after the fact.
It's fine. So that is the Browns. Shedeur Sanders played very well last week. We'll see if the Bears can make him not play very well. Now, let's take a look at the North. It's a very interesting weekend in the NFC North, and all of the weekends in the NFC North at the end of the season are going to be.
We gave it back. We had the North.
Yep. Now, Dan Weider will tell you that possession was not granted for the North, but I think that people can legitimately argue about that. The Bears not only had the North, they had the NFC speaks.
Yeah, we gave it back.
And then they gave it back.
Damn.
And that is different than what Ryan Poles said. He said they were going to take it.
And never give it back.
And never give it back. And then they gave it back immediately.
Well, next Saturday looms. But
no, it does not, sir.
Turn the Page demands no traps.
Turn the Page industry would like to have a word with you. For
calling,
sure.
Calling me in. I didn't do what Sherrone Moore did.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the Packers and the Lions have 325 games that are serious consequence games. The Packers are taking on the Broncos. They are at Denver. That's 325 kickoff. The Lions are at the Rams. The Trade Bowl gets to take place again at 325 out in L.A. Here's what Matt LaFleur, crank up your cram hole, LaFleur, had to say about Jordan Love's level of play recently.
But Jordan's near the top of all of them, behind, I think, just Stafford and Drake May. Is what you're seeing on tape backing up that he's playing like one of the
best guys? Yeah, he's playing really good football right now. And that's obviously important, and it's going to be important moving forward because, like I mentioned, we got a hell of a test. I mean, this defense is they're for real. So one of the top defenses in the league.
You mentioned Denver's defense, too. How do you think they've come together and with given the challenge that's coming up on Sunday?
How our O-line is?
Yeah.
I feel like they're getting better each and every week, and every week's a new challenge, and this is going to be one of the toughest challenges to date. I mean, aren't they on pace to break the all-time sack record? So, we're going to have our work cut out for us.
The Denver Broncos have won 10 straight games, and they are the one seed as of right now in the AFC with elite defense.
And they don't have to worry about the Chiefs winning the division. Now, maybe the Chiefs still get in as a wild card, but their reign as AFC West champions is now over.
Oh, the Denver Broncos!
Thank you. Thank you.
The Lions are at SoFi. Dan Campbell knows that Sean McVay knows, and he knows all the different ways that they're going to use the personnel and how challenging that can be.
You know, and I think McVay's always done a good job of putting players in the best position to have success, using the roster, the totality of it, as much as you can use your personnel. If you've got it, use it. And he does a great job with that. You got to win. You know, we had to win last year. That's the way it felt. You know, you never felt like you could take a breath last year. You're constantly trying to, you know, it was for something different, but yet you're trying to get the one seed. You're trying to get that home game. You're trying to get the throughout the play, all this stuff, and now it's no different. It's just we got to win. We need to win. You know, we're trying to get back to that spot. So all that matters is this one. Just like it was Dallas, man, we had to win that game. We had to find a way to win that game. And we did everything right. Not everything, but relative to that game and everybody doing their job, we did what we needed to do to win it. Played complimentary football. We got to do it again on the road versus the Rams. Very good team, playing at a very high level. So, and we got to play better. We got to play better to beat this team that we're getting ready to face. And we will. We can do that. We can play better. We will play better.
Ever since the Cowboys win for the Lions, it has felt like every single NFL slot has had a good game with playoff consequences. And I'll tell you what, after the Bears-Browns at noon on Sunday, the late shift has the games you mentioned, Lawrence, Packers-Broncos and the Lions and the Rams. And then at night, it's the Vikings and the Cowboys, an important game for the NFC. Maybe you didn't notice, but J.J. McCarthy had 3 touchdowns last week and no interceptions last week. They dominated Washington, and Kevin O'Connell this week opened up about the discussions he had with J.J. leading up to an excellent football game.
You know, there's a lot been made of fundamentals and technique, and those things, our job as coaches are to try to help players improve, and we've navigated through the season of watching him show improvement. in areas of fundamentals and technique. But there's another layer to it with JJ of in certain times of the season, you would get a response of, I thought this player was going to do that, speaking about a defensive player. Or, hey, I played with Mike Sanders still at Michigan. He's real instinctive. He might try to do that. Stop.
Yeah.
Just quiet your mind and let's not overthink anything other than what is my job on the play.
Wow.
And making good decisions. Every play there's a positive outcome and you hold the cards to go finding that positive outcome. And it's amazing just what the calmness you're speaking of.
Yes.
Simply comes from stacking plays of doing your job and putting the ball in play to Minnesota Vikings players in space, whether it's a 2-yard gain or a 50-yard gain. They're all positive, and they all have a negative effect on the defense and allows me to continue calling the game within the sequencing of how we practiced on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday on into the game.
After the Lions game, okay, you win, and you get that alter ego thing in the locker room. And somebody asked me about it a couple of days after, and I'm like, the 9-bit sucks, okay? If he wants to go with it the rest of his career, go ahead. I don't like it. It's not who he is from the McCarthy that I've gotten to know. And I think that bubble burst too a little bit.
If you've learned anything about me, I think you would probably say I'm pretty normally the same guy just about every day.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of circumstance, I do believe.
Well, the whole building is since you got here. That's why I love this job now more than I ever have.
Well, I just think that, you know, what you better have confidence and you better have a comfort in who you are to be in certain roles. And I think being the starting quarterback of an NFL team is one of those things. All I've asked JJ to do is just be authentically himself. That's really all we've ever asked players playing that position, whether you go back to Kirk Cousins in 2022 and people said, man, you know, who is this guy? It was just trying to allow these guys to be ultra comfortable in front of their teammates, in the huddle, you know, on the grass, in the meeting room, whatever you want to say. Part of helping guys reach their truest potential is helping them be themselves every single day. And I think at times guys try to, you know, and maybe it is the moment. And if it's authentic in the moment, fire away. Let's have at it. But we don't need to exhaust any energy. Our jobs are hard enough already.
Thank you.
Trying to be somebody else or trying to play to some sort of persona, whatever it may be. Let's just go back to work, man. It comes down to some very simple principles of the Minnesota Vikings.
You know, he's really good and he's really smart and he always sounds better after a quarterback plays well. But it is also easy, towards the end there especially, Lawrence, to hear the shots he's taking at how JJ was trying to do it. Right. Don't you think so?
Yes, the idea of like not worrying about a persona.
Yeah, nine. Just be you.
Just come in here and go to work,
JJ. Can we just keep it simple and just be authentic? Just be genuine in the meeting room, wherever you are. Just relax and be yourself.
Instead
of pretending you got Superman who's nine.
That's real stuff right there.
Yeah.
I'm glad that KOC felt comfortable enough to say that publicly.
Yeah.
And hopefully he said it privately.
I'm sure he did.
And JJ can accept that the way that it was meant, because I think it's meant to make him be a better quarterback.
That's a great job, as always, by Chris Tannehill to listen to stuff from the other coaches and figure out what we need to hear.
How about the thinking too much part? I know we got a break, but like remind you of it, what we were just talking about earlier this week?
Hey, man, you saw them both in the first week of the season. Didn't they look like the same kind of quarterback? But JJ was thinking a little less there towards the end. It's a whole thing. We here at Turn the Page Industries really appreciate everyone's efforts.
Next Friday, December 19th, join the Score at the world-famous Brat Stop in Kenosha for the return of the Brat Bowl, previewing part two of Chicago versus Green Bay. Raheem Harris and Grody, they'll be broadcasting from 10 until 2, followed by our show from 2 until 6 that afternoon. We'll be joined by special guests and hosts from The Fan in Milwaukee as they show up and gear up for the huge matchup. I wonder which Packers jersey Rami's going to wear. That's next Friday, December 19th.
Is Coon going to be there?
That's right. Well, Alex might be.
I will be there, yes.
From 10 to 6 at the Brat Stop in Kenosha. It's all brought to you by Kenosha Subaru. I like those people. They came out to the Brat Stop last year.
Yeah, they were fun.
Yes, go get yourself a Subaru from Kenosha Subaru.
They have chicken brats up there at the Brat Stop. They have chicken of any kinds. We can have victory chicken together with John Coon.
Yeah, I think you can get like they probably have a Munchies basket that you can get yourself there at the Brat Stop.
No, there's only one Munchie basket in Wisconsin.
And
come
where
on.
Is it? Where is it?
Rookies in Denmark.
Thank you.
That's right.
Shout out
to
you, Rookies.
They should be sponsoring your college football show that we're going to will to happen. That's what we're going to do.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.